Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Donna. Thank you for joining me today. And for those of you that will download the show later, it's a beautiful day in sunny Florida, a little cool, but I'll take it any day over what's going on in the east where it's a little chilly. Anyway, I had to pull over to the side of the road in a parking lot, so I hope you don't hear too much traffic interference in the background. If so, I apologize for that. Today, I wanted to talk to you about an oil that I don't believe we've ever really talked about or spoken about at length. It is called Angelica. Angelica oil has a vibrational frequency of 85 megahertz. I did a show a while back on explaining the frequencies of various oils and how they were tested and how we got those frequencies. The lowest frequency of essential oils is basil at 52 megahertz. And goes all the way up to rose, which is 320 megahertz, which is why pure therapeutic grade essential oil rose is so expensive. When I talk about the vibrational frequency, the megahertz, just a quick little refresher in case you guys need it, I'm referring to the bioenergy that flows basically through all organic life, electromagnetic vibrational frequency. Pure EOs have the highest frequency of any measured natural substance. As a comparison, processed and canned foods have no measurable frequency. Fresh produce, up to 15 megahertz. Dry herbs, 12 to 22 megahertz, and fresh herbs have the highest at 20 to 27 megahertz, still way below the least amount of vibrational frequency of the lowest essential oil of basil at 52. The other good thing about essential oils, they are harmonious with the electrical field of our bodies, as opposed to, say, all the devices that we have in our home, lamps, TVs, microwaves, all of those electrical fields. They interfere with our, you know, human biorhythm, and it's one of the many reasons why I've always had my essential oils in a diffuser in the home, you know, not just for purification, not just for meditative purposes and health benefits, but also to kind of cut that chatter and interference from the all the electrical things in the home, okay? After I'm through, I'm just hope I remember, I have a couple of recipes that I'm going to share with you regarding how you can use the Angelica oil on you for the various purposes. But right now, to get into it, it's believed that Angelica was basically an African herb. Now, forgot where I got this from to give it credit, but believed that it made its way into Europe in the 16th century. And due to its ability as a great treatment for the plague, it rose in popularity. And, of course, back in the 16th century, any of us that remember our history, the plague was frequent and terrible in Europe in those days. And Angelica thrived in Europe, and as time went on, the other medicinal properties for the oil were discovered. The medicinal properties of the Angelica mainly come from the essential oil, which is composed of constituents which really too many to probably repeat, but it's basically the EO was extracted through steam distillation from the seeds and the roots as well as the whole herb. So nothing there goes to waste in the Angelica. It's some of the health benefits, it's antispasmodic. Okay, so where you have cramps, coughs, aches, diarrhea, nervous afflictions and convulsions, you know, it's a spasm, it's involuntary and unpredictable contractions in the respiratory tract, muscles, nerves, blood vessels, etc., which, of course, as we know, result in severe coughs, cramps, convulsions, obstructed blood circulation, aches in the stomach and chest, and other symptoms. Angelica kind of induces relaxation to the affected parts of the body, and it relieves the spasm and gives relief from the painful symptoms from the spasm. It is also a relaxing oil. It's beneficial in driving out gas. For those of us that have, you know, gas, we can get gassy from time to time. It relaxes the intestinal and abdominal muscles, and then lets the gases pass through a downward motion. So it's healthier than letting them build up and push upwards, you know, on the torso. And, of course, this gives immense relief to things such as indigestion, stomach aches, headaches, cramps, flatulence, nausea, and high blood pressure. And I do have a recipe to share with you that will help with those symptoms. It's also a depurative, and what that simply means is that it purifies the blood. So also considered a diuretic, which promotes, you know, as you know, urination, and that's a great way to speed up removal of toxins like uric acid and excess salt, water, fat, and bile. And, of course, we do this through urination as well as sweat. It gives relief from ailments. It lowers blood pressure. It reduces fat. So it helps to protect your heart, along with giving relief from troubles like rheumatism, arthritis, gout, and, you know, so it's pretty powerful. You know, as we all know, those of us who work out or say if you have a fever and your body sweats and getting rid of, you know, all those toxins, it's just, sweat is a natural method for removing waste products, and sweat is not always salty and foul-smelling. You know, it also contains sebum, fat, uric acid, bile, and other toxic elements that we don't need in our bodies. And it's important for our bodies to sweat at times and to dispose of these toxins. It also helps to increase the potassium ratio in the blood, thereby reducing blood pressure, lowering fat content, and decreasing weight. For those of us that may have indulged a bit more than we should have during the holidays, you know, this oil is also great for decreasing weight do again through promoting urination and perspiration. Removing these toxins also give you relief from rheumatism and arthritis. I had already talked about how it was good as a digestive. It stimulates your digestion, you know, the secretion of juices, like acid and bile into the stomach. It also pushes your food through the intestines and absorption of the digested food by, you know, so it moves everything through your system quickly and only leaves the good stuff behind. It's people that maybe have chronic renal failure, excess accumulation of water in the body, obesity, hypertension, you know, toxins that are in the body that are associated with, here again, rheumatism, arthritis, gout. It also, you know, by increasing the need to urinate, it's going to remove all those excess toxins and, you know, and give you protection from the symptoms above. It also, and this I found very interesting, I was not aware of this part, it is, it helps to protect the liver and make it function by stimulating secretions from the liver. It also protects the liver from infections and helps to heal wounds if there are any present on, you know, on the liver. This is also a great oil for women who have a tough time during their time of the month, and it gives them relief from symptoms associated with that, such as headaches, cramping, nausea, vomiting, and fatigue. It is also a great expectorant. Okay, the Angelica clears out the accumulation of phlegm in the respiratory tract and also fights infections that cause colds. It also, therefore, gives you relief from the cough, sinusitis, and congestion in the lungs. It's also capable of helping to reduce fever by fighting the infections that cause the fever. You know, since it's a great removal of toxins and waste, it will help speed up recovery time from the those infections. And, of course, perspiration also helps to reduce fevers. It also acts as a tonic for the nerves. So it's effective in treating nervous afflictions, disorders, strengthening your nerves. It's a relaxant and a stimulant at the same time. And, you know, this is not the only oil that can relax and be a stimulant. It sedates your nervous afflictions, relaxes them in the case of shock and hyperactivity. It also stimulates us in order to make us more active and alert. It can have a relaxing effect on the body and the mind and the nervous system. So it's beneficial in situations of shock, depression, anxiety, anger, and hypertension. It's, as I mentioned, it's a relaxant, but it's a stimulant for inside the body. It stimulates your blood circulation, the secretion of hormones, enzymes, and other juices, and also stimulates the metabolic processes, including digestion, absorption, and excretion. It stimulates healthy growth. It helps if you have a tummy ache. It keeps it in good shape by keeping the proper balance of acids and bile and protecting it from infections. It also helps to heal any kind of wounds or ulcers that are present in the stomach. It promotes all-round development of health, growth and strengthens the immune system of the body when taken as a tonic. It's also good for your lymphatic system, provides an effective treatment for, I don't think I've mentioned this, bronchitis, asthma, sciatica, anorexia, anemia, and psoriasis. I would caution that it should not be taken during pregnancy, and it should not be taken by diabetics. It can cause skin irritation in if you have it in too high a concentration, and also phototoxicity. It can cause excessive stimulation or hyperactivity of the nervous system. So less is best when using Angelica. The one thing I did want to mention that it is, it does blend wonderfully with basil, chamomile, geranium, grapefruit, lavender, lemon, mandarin, and patchouli essential oils. When my website is back up, I don't think that I had ever advertised it prior to, but I sell something called White Angelica, and it does smell heavenly. It is, you know, a wonderful oil. And it also, the White Angelica that I sell, it's great for keeping good energy around you, keeping out bad energy. So that we don't run out of time, let me get to the some of the recipes. And here again, one other thing. Not only should you not use this or take this when you're pregnant, also after you apply it, you should not go out into the sun or any ultraviolet lighting for a while, because it can interact, have a bad reaction with that, you know, with the sun. Now, if you need it, you know, one thing I did want to mention, it's been used in beauty products. The major constituent of some of the earliest perfumes known from the Middle Ages. It's used in confectionery and cakes. I think it's mainly the stems are used there. And it flavors many of our alcoholic libations, such as gin and vermouth, you know, just to name a few. Now, one of the recipes that I wanted to recommend, it's just for scars or bruises. You can apply this directly onto the scar or bruising. About 5 drops of Angelica to 2 teaspoons of your favorite carrier oil. You apply it 3 times a day, gradually reducing the amount of application to once a day. Now, as with anything, you have to, you know, be mindful of it and give it time to work, you know, to work its magic. So definitely, you know, I think that's, you know, a great recipe for that if you have any tummy aches, you know, rub it right on your tummy, and just to recap again, it aids in digestion, protects the liver against infections, strengthens the immune system, provides relief from cough, aches, diarrhea, great in helping to lower blood pressure, increases urination or perspiration, provides relief from excess gas in the intestine. It helps with menstruation, provides relief from depression, anger, and anxiety, and it's a great stimulator for blood circulation and secretion of hormones and enzymes. So I hope you guys found this helpful today. And please send me an email at soulfulfull, S-E-O-U-L-F-U-L-L, at gmail.com, soulful, the number 4, the letter U, at gmail.com. If there's any oils that you have questions about or how to use or dosage amount, you know, any of that, just give me an email and I will respond and or maybe even select a particular oil or question to talk about on the next show. So have a wonderful rest of the week. Stay healthy, stay in the light, and, you know, spread love, please. The planet needs you. We all need this. Love to all of you. Take care. Bye-bye.